Yeah, except in, yeah, except we would say, we wouldn't say EDC though, right?
Right, I'm
We'd
saying
say
like just
Bhubani,
one.
right? Yeah. So you'd be, Vila Bhu. Anybody ever hear somebody go, Layetos, right? That gets us into, yeah, you guys have, I'm sure. That gets us into fourth tone. Leyetos ekneotitos mu pola polemi me pathi. From the years of my youth, many passions combat me. Right? In a paraklesis service, right? So when we say leyetos digavu, that gets us into fourth tone. It's just a little example, but that's what we would be doing. If you saw a V and you had an iporoi, dun dun dun, you know, two notes successively down. Iporoi. What's that? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, of course. But we gotta talk about those. They're called apihimata is how you get into a tone. And you'll hear me do it always, always, because it not only gets me in the right mode, but it also tells anybody that's singing with me, you know, what tone it is, where we're going, what, you know, they can see what the bass note is, what the, you know, basic isokratima is. And so I'll always do it. And when you see people that don't do it, they're 100 times more likely to mess up the melody, to, you know, wander.
St. Anthony's Divine Music, they have a whole
They
section
do.
on those with the pages and
They do.
recordings and I think English and
Yep, they do. They do. So we'll do some of the basic ones, you know. We'll do, but for sure we will. Okay, the next one is El Afrón. And that one, instead of going successively down, it jumps down two notes. Isn't that right? Yeah, El Afrón. Descends two steps transgressively. I guess that means jump down two. So if the woo. So when we did this exercise last week. Ni vuga. He uses an elafron there to get us down those two notes. Kezodi. So that's the elafron, two notes down. Of course, to be able to go up and down the scale, you kind of have to know your notes. You have to know what three notes above or two notes below or five notes up or right. So that's, you know, you have to know the Nipavugadi scale up and down pretty easily, you know. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to do a lot of exercises. And, you know, you mess up five times and then you get it. And then, you know, the more you do it, the less you mess up. So the last one that we'll look at is Chamili. It's called Chamili. Chamila in Greek means low. So Chamili takes us down four notes transgressively. So if we're on V, where do we go? Right. Four notes is a fifth. Four notes is a Western fifth. Four notes is a tetrachord, but it's a Western fifth. It's a fifth. And a perfect fifth is 42 microtones. Right? A perfect fifth. In Western music, what's a perfect fifth? C to G. D to A. Right? Is B to, I'm sorry, is C, D, E to B a perfect fifth? Not in Eastern music. If you can play it on the piano, it's by definition. But it's in Western music, there are, you know, perfect fourths, Nam ni ga ni pam pa buga di pa di. Perfect. 30 microtones. 30 microtones is a perfect fourth. 42 microtones is a perfect fifth. They're important because isokratimata are based on those. Are based on the number of microtones. In other words, if you're doing isokratima in let's just say plagal of the fourth. Okay? The isokratima is down on ni, C, and the melody is going from C to G, from ni to vi. You know, and so that interval where the melody is up around G and you're down on C is kind of an important interval to maintain, you know. So we have to, and if you look at these right here, 12, 10, 8, that's 30, right? 10, 8, 12, that's 30. And that, remember I said 42. 30 and 12 is 42. 30 and 12 is 42. When we do plagal of the fourth, nam na yin, and you go down to low G, low G, low V, below C, is a perfect fourth again. It's 30 microtones below, and so that's why it sounds nice. When ekne nam 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 ekne otitos mu o ekthros me pirazi tes idones phleime ego de pepithos. So a low G is a cool isokratima if you can hit it. Because it could be an isokratima for a lot of different tones. But if you notice, again, it's that 30 microtones below ni that's that sounds good. You'll see later that a lot of these isokratimata are based on the number of microtones where it makes sense to have it. Okay, let's do some exercises now that we know all the symbols, right? Let's do exercise one. And these are marked, so these should be real easy. We'll do them fast. Ni ni pabuga di kezo ni 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 pa pa bu bu ga ga di 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 di. Oh no, four. Oh yeah, five. There were five of these. Yeah. Ni. Let's do the next one. Ni 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 pa vu ga di 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 ga bu pa ni anani. Can you see, Nino? Can you see? Do you want your own? Here. Take your own. If I have one. Well, I just gave you my last one, little fool. Give it back here. Okay, the next one we'll do the notes, not the words. Okay? The exercise on page 6. Okay? Ni 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 vu ga vi. Is it, which one are we on? Did I skip them?
We skipped number 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I just jumped to the next one. Okay.
Ni ni pa vu ga di ke zo ni ni zo ke di ga bu pa ni.
I told you we had already done that. We opened the scale. We opened the... Okay, the next one. So the third symbol in is oligon with a kendima on the side. That means we go up 2 notes. If you look on page 8, in the middle of the page where it says combination forms, ascending, ascends 2 steps transgressively, jump of 2. We see an oligon with a kendima on the side, right? Confused. Okay, so we talked about three things on this exercise last week. The first thing was this, the oligon with the kendima. The oligon with the kendima is a single note. It takes one beat and it jumps two. So in this exercise, we go from ni, 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 to vu, to vu. I know what you're thinking of. We're going to get to it. Okay? So then all the rest of them are simple. Oligon, oligon, ison, 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 apostrophos, apostrophos, oligon, oligon. Now the next one, the next where we go, oligon and there's kedimata over it. That is not a combination symbol. Those are supposed to be read in sequence. We go up one and then up another one softly. And that takes two beats to do. That's right. That takes two beats to do. You weren't even here last week when we did that. Oh, you heard it. Yeah, you heard it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. You just listened to
a CD
you got there.
I know. So, in the little symbol that's over it, the little with a little arrow, it's a flat. It means flat. So make the zo flat there.
You said flat.
Flat. It's called ifesi. Ifesi. I'll show you where it is, and that way you can transcribe it. It should be in here though.
Nini bugadi di 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 ga bugadi kezodi.
Maybe he didn't put flats and stuff in here. What page?
Page 19.
Yeah, page 19. There you go. Lowering or elevating the pitch. See it? Yeah, it is. But that, see where it says, the fourth one down, it says ephesis. Ephesis. That's how you, down here. They're a little bit, there's different ways to do ephesi and diesis, which we'll talk about later. Like here, he uses monogramos, meaning one line through it, digramos, two lines through it, trigramos, three lines through it. And you're supposed to make it flatter and flatter each time, as if we had such perfect control over our voices. For me, flat is flat, you know? So, I don't know. So I don't think all of that stuff is necessary, but he teaches it to us so that if you see it, you don't freak out like it's a completely foreign symbol. You know, you just make it flat the best you can and you move on.
So this is a kendima?
That's a kendima with an oligon.
Okay, but, and that's supposed to be go down three.
No, this one goes up two. No, it goes,
go here, it's a
sending.
Oh yeah.
Well, see? What is it? Yeah. That means two notes. In Western music, that's why I don't use that one too much. The way I rewrote that table, and I just put the number of notes we move up and down. Because if you know Western music, you know that a second means you go up one note. And a third means you go up two notes. But it's kind of counterintuitive to think a third means you go up two notes. You'd think it goes up three notes, but it doesn't. It goes up two notes. It includes the note you started on because it's based on a chordal system, right? You know, and so a tetrachord or a pentachord or a... Right. So what I put on these, on this margin here was plus one, plus one, plus one, plus two, plus, you know. Okay? All
right. So that means we'd be back to ni.
That means we would go ni ni vu. Ni ni vu. Ni ni pa vu. So we go up two notes. Okay? And so we talked about that. We talked about the oligon with the kedimata on top here. Right? And then the last note in this exercise is the elafron, which means we jump down two. So this exercise sounds like The Fteri? V. Here's all
V. V. I'm sorry.
Ni. Listen. Ni ni vuga di 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 ga vuga di ke zo di. Carissa, pesto.
V. Yeah.
Ke zo di. Do you want to try it, Bella? You guys try it. Okay, Nandriani, you try it. Ready? Bravo. Huh?
Oh.
What? Gezoli.
Zoli. Uh-huh, that's right.
So he's teaching us something a little bit different in this exercise. We used it as a note exercise. He's talking about 2-4 time, 4-4 time, 3-4 time. We talked about that before, right? Where we have, you know, 1-2, 2-4 time, 1-2-3-4, 4-4 time, or 1-2-3. So when I was studying at Holy Cross Music, the teacher, if you were doing exercises without counting, he'd walk around the room, you know, and
metta,
count, you know. And so it's very important that we count. Also, I haven't really been saying anything because it's kind of hard when it's not divided up. Like some of these exercises don't even have the measure marks, you know. But when we get there, you guys have to, you know, at least, you know, kind of count, because it'll help. It'll count for later. I mean, it'll help for later when we're getting into more complicated music, especially when we divide time. In other words, we do, you know, when we take one note and split it in half, you know. You'll see with the gorgon. Okay, ready? Exercise number 4. Exercise number 4 should be very basic. It only has, on page 7, it only has symbols that we just talked about. The third symbol in is the oligon with the kedima, meaning we go up 2 notes from wherever we were. The last note in the whole exercise is an elafron, which means we go down 2 notes. So let me do the exercise and then we can do it together. Ni 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 vuga di 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 ga vuga di ga vu pa vu ni vu ni. No. Mm-mm. No, elafron is just down 2. There's no qualitative element to it. It's simply down 2. It's down 2. If you want to make it down 2 with a flutter, there's a way to do that, but the elafron isn't it. We would still use the elafron, but we would add another symbol that would make you go down 2 with a flutter. So, but this one, with the elafron, it's simple. It's simple, just go down 2. Okay, so everybody, mazi, on exercise 4. Bella, exercise 4. No, only mazi. Hold it real still so Nini can see it, okay? Ni 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 vuga di 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 ga vuga di ga vu pa vu ni. Where's yours? Huh? Ti vlebi, right? Look, the Byzantine music simplified. Did you stop at the bar on the way over or something? Okay, got it? Page 7. Okay, guys. Exercise 5. Now, this one should be really easy. There's a lot of notes, and so you almost have to follow it, you know, almost with your finger or with a, you know, it's, so we used to, you know, follow along like with a pencil or something, and the teacher would get mad. He'd be like, well, you got to be able to do it with your eyes. I'll be like, come on, dude, you know. Usually you'd have words underneath, and so you can't get mixed up because it's a different word, that, you know, and so you separate the notes by the words. But when you have 26 isons, how, you know, who knows if you're going to say 25 or 27, right? 20. Did you have a... Oh, okay, no. So it's important to count these. This is incidentally where he said it's really important if we're counting, then you don't really lose track of them. So what we would do in an exercise like this is add in the measure marks. You know, and that way, if you see the measure marks, they help your eye go to the next note and, you know, do the right number and all of that. All right, ready? Nin, 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 pa, 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 vu, 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 ga, 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 ga. Di, 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 ke, 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 zo, 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 ni, 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 zo, ke, di, ga, vu, pa, ni. So there was a couple little things in there, but everybody gets it, right? Okay. A little bit of trickeration. As President Bush used to say.
In case you stopped at the bar and want to catch
up. Right, you skipped one. Yeah, they're like, come on, dude. Okay, exercise number 6. We know all the symbols here, so it should be easy, right? The first one's anison, the next one's kedimata, means go up. How?
Softly.
And then the apostrophos, which means go down. Ni... Ni pa ni pa vu ga di di ke zo ni zo ke di ke zo ni pa ni zo ni. Πού είσαι?
It went up one note after.
It's kind of high. Κατουριάτε ο φίλος.
Again.
You guys want to do number 6 again?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we know that it goes up to high pa, right? Okay, so it went... There's a high pa here. Well, remember that... Okay, so let me say one thing so that nobody's surprised. Normally, the pieces are written from ni to ni. Infrequently, well, the full range that's ever used, that I've ever seen used... is ga, low ga, all the way to high ga. That's a huge range if you really think about it in a male voice. It's almost impossible. A typical piece is written from ni to ni. But again, the range that we're expected to be able to do is from low ga to high ga. So that's a good point. The other thing that it tells us is that you have to look at your music before you get up there. If a piece goes to high pa, or worse yet, to high vu or high ga, you better start your knee kind of down low. That's one of the things about Eastern music that's different than Western music. We can start wherever we want, really. You know, even if because the priest doesn't get involved in the big long hymns, it's more on the interactive stuff where he's involved, right? But on the big long hymns, like during Pascha season, during Lent, where we're going on and on for half an hour where there's no priest part, you know? And there's some of those pieces that have a huge range, you know? And so you better know to start it. Or if it goes down, if we do, there's a, you know, like... pieces in first tone often go down to low V. Well, you better start your ba in first tone a little bit higher. You might even start it one or two notes higher than you would, or, you know, one or a note and a half higher, knowing that you're going to have an important line that goes down. So you don't want to blow that line, you know. Right. So normally, if it's a mixed choir, if it's a true mixed choir, you start where you start. And the guys who can't sing up high sing real softly when it's up high. The guys who can sing real strong low really boom when it comes time for that part of it. You know what I mean? The girls, when it's kind of in the mid-range, they're singing loud. When it's on the low parts, they're singing loud because they're an octave up, right? And when I'm up on zo ni pa, on the high ones, the girls, because we don't want it to sound like opera. And so you get different parts. You have to kind of know where your range is, and you kind of fill in, you know. Now, if it's just me and a woman singing, then I'm going to choose something that's lower to accommodate her. But like I said, if it's a true, you know, if there's 10 people that are singing together, which here it never happens. At school, it happened all the time. You know, there were 6 and 8 guys that were singing all the time. And, you know, you just go with what's chosen, and the parts that you're strong in, sing loud, and the parts that you're not, you know. Okay, exercise number 6. Ni, we'll start a little bit lower this time. Ni. See where we are?
Ni pa ni pa vu ga di di ke zo ni zo ke di ke zo ni pa ni zo ni.
Did you get it? What about you? Did you get it?
I got it the first time too.
Oh, you got it the first time. All right. Okay, all right, we got it. Okay, now, exercise 7.
Ni.
That was okay, right? Exercise 6? Everybody got it? More or less? Yeah, but it's just going up and down the scale. There's no transgressive jumps. It's, you know, it's just going up and down and up and down and up and down. And there's another booklet of exercises that I have where we'll do a lot more of that, you know, where it's just ni pa vu pa vu ga vu pa vu ga di ga vu, you know, just kind of up and down and just get you used to. All right, exercise number 7.
Ni. Ni pa vu ga di ke zo ni ni zo ke di ga vu pa ni ni.
Okay, what's the next one? Starts on pa. So it reminds us of the importance. All our exercises start on ni, right? But it reminds us of the importance of looking at the opening witness symbol, the martiria, to tell us what note we're really starting on, because the witness symbol tells us not only what note we're starting on, it's often placed in a position ahead of the hymn to tell us what tone we're in. And so it tells us, you know, not only a starting note, but it tells you, it prepares you. For instance, there is first tone is on pa. Plagal of the first tone is on pa. You don't have to write this down. We'll do it again. Fourth tone, argosidomo, slow fast, is on pa. And so if we just had a simple pa, wouldn't tell us much, you know? So here, when he just writes pa, that's not really a witness symbol. That's not a true martiria. The symbol for the tone combined with the note tells us a lot. It gets you prepared for exactly what it's going to sound like. Because I know if I look down and say and see the pa that's in first tone, I'll go
ananes,
the apihima for first tone, ananes. And if I look down and see plagal of the first tone, it's also on pa, but I don't say ananes. I say, so it's different, you know? And so it tells anybody who's listening and knows, okay, this is going to be plagal first. Get ready for your isokratimaan pa, moving to ke, moving, you know, doing a, you know, so it kind of prepares you for the whole package. But again, we'll learn that stuff later. Ananam pam papa vuga diga vupa vuga didi ke diga vupa vuga vupa. It's got a different sound, right? What do you guys call that in Western music? It's a minor, right? It's a minor. Pa pa vugadi ke digavupa ke pa. That's still a perfect fifth, but the notes in between are a lot different than they are from ni to vi, right? The intervals, it's got a completely different sound. Ni. I mean, pa pa bugadi ke diga bu pa pa bugadi ke zo ke zo ni pa ni zo ke diga bu pa na nam tulithus phragis tendos ipo ton iudeon. We just sang last week, right? So ni pa bugadi diga bupa ni pa pa bugadi ke diga bupa. So see, those are put together kind of side by side. One's got a lot different sound. That's the sound that we get in first tone and in plagal of the first tone. Okay, so when you see a hymn in first tone, you kind of prepare yourself for that, you know. So son Kyrie ton laon sou ke evlogison ten kleronomian sou. Agni Parthene Despina Achrande Theotoke Kerenimphi. So that's all on pa. Those are Exomologis Theotoke. So it's important to make that, to kind of collect yourself for a moment before you start singing a piece, so that it comes out right, right? And everybody makes mistakes, that's okay, but that's the importance of starting on the right note and getting not only just the right note to start, but the right intervals, because you get into the piece right away and you start using the wrong intervals, and it's losing battle, you know? What else?
Pa pa vuga diga vu pa vuga di ke diga vu pa vuga vu pa.
So why does it sound different? Why does it sound different? If you look at the intervals, 12, 10, 8, 12, the difference between the going up the scale from ni to ga, and you compare it to pa to ke, the last two jumps in the first tone or plagal of the first tone are big jumps. They're both full tone jumps. They're both 12 microtone jumps. So that ke is important to go, to push it up, you know, when you consciously push that ke up when you're in that tone, that's what gives it the sound. That's what gives it that the right sound, is pushing the ke up, because it's a full 12, you know. and it's two big jumps sequentially. The ratevi is a full jump, is a full tone jump, 12. 12 is the distance between the white keys on the piano, right? So, and then the viteke, and so that's what you keep in mind, and then that'll give you the right kind of sound on those. Questions? Next week, we're going to do all these combination symbols. Okay? And actually, you guys look at these. Look at the combination symbols on the next two pages, on page 8 and 9, so that we can do... we'll cover those, but we'll do also time. This covers right after the combination symbols, it goes to temporal signs. And so that's cool because it'll allow us to do different kinds of exercises with, you know, klezmer, where we hold it for more beats and stuff. Okay? And I'll see if I can print off some additional exercises on some of these that are kind of relatively easy that'll still show us how to. Incidentally, I looked again today. I was on the computer and I looked at the Margaziotis materials. The link is on St. Anthony's, and that's that big 40 meg file. And the bad thing is that it's written in Greek, but the good thing is that in Byzantine music, the explanation doesn't mean anything, right? So look, I have it here. So you don't have to read this. You just flip straight to the exercises, you know. And we know from the Martirias on our scale that starts on mi. Ni 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 pa pa vu vu ga ga di di ke zo zo ni ni. Nini zo zo ke ke di di ga ga vu vu pa pa nini. And so there's tons of exercises that you could just do, and they have the audio embedded. And he sings it for you. This is a cool thing. It's a cool. It's St. Anthony's? Okay, so the second... Yeah, but I'll tell you how to find it quick. St. Anthony's? Down the left-hand side, Divine Music Project. Once you get to that page, then you go down to links. Okay? And then on links, then a page comes up with like 40 things. 40 links. Look at the 5-star ones. He puts 5 little stars next to the really good ones. One of those is Ioannis Margaziotis. Margaziotis. Ioannis Margaziotis. Yeah. Why don't you do that? You have the emails. Just send it out to the... Yeah. And then you download it. If you've got a fast connection, it downloads in 20 seconds, you know. And then it's pretty cool because, you know, you can hear it and follow along, and it's more than just what, you know, the simple ones that we do. Yeah, so definitely do it. Yeah, definitely do it. Okay. Should we go? Yeah. Just the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah.
Pater ημών ο εν τοις ουρανοίς, αγιασθήτω το όνομά σου, ελθέτω η βασιλεία σου, γεννηθήτω το θέλημά σου, ως εν ουρανό και επί της γης. Τον άρτον ημών των επιούσιων, δώσ' ημίν σήμερον, και άφεσ' ημίν τα οφειλήματα ημών, ως και ημείς αφίεμεν τις οφειλέτες ημών, και μη εις ενέγγις ημάς εις πειρασμόν, αλλά ρίσε ημάς από του πονηρού. So that's a lot slower than what you would... But, yeah.